today on Real Radio.
We don't want Israel to be a nation anymore. That the name of Israel may be remembered no more. Do you know anyone who espouses to this kind of doctrine? Ladies and gentlemen, can you believe we're reading this in the Bible 3,000 years old? This is awesome. How can you be a non-believer?
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called God's Word is Always True, Part 1, continues now in a series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. Thanks for joining us today. I'm David J. So glad you could join us. God called the prophet Isaiah primarily to the nation of Judah and to the city of Jerusalem. God wanted Judah to turn away from their sin and return to Him so He could continue to bless them. Isaiah is also called the evangelical prophet of the Old Testament because God used him not only to share the good news of the coming Messiah, but also what will happen in the last days when Christ returns. In part 2 from Isaiah chapter 6, we looked at how God wants to fulfill what He has called us to do. He knows we can't do it on our own, but only through the power of the Holy Spirit. We're not to listen to what the world says to do in life, but to share the truth only found in Jesus Christ. We're all called by God to be faithful, to stand on God's word, and proclaim the truth, knowing the results are in God's hands. Now, in Isaiah chapter 7, we're reminded how God is bound to His word, and that His word is eternal and true. So today, on day 3 of this lesson, Pastor Jack tells us that plans against Israel will never succeed. Even though King Ahaz of Jerusalem was young and rebellious, God's hand was on him. And even though Ahaz didn't do what was right in God's eyes, Isaiah reassures him of God's protection that no other nation in the world has been promised. And now, continuing his lesson called God's Word is Always True, Part 1, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
You know, listen, as a Christian, God still loves you. If He loves me, well, why do I have this disease? Well, if you want to play that game, if you love Him, why did you go do that? So don't play that game. It never works good for you. But God says He loves you, and now you've got this disease, and it's going to kill you dead. What is wrong with this picture? Answer, we live in a fallen world. God's word is true. He always keeps His word. And though He forgave you because you repented of that sin, you've got a disease. Why? Because that's the way science works. Say, man, I can't believe she got pregnant. We only did it one time. Do you understand? And not only takes just one time, it takes just one. It's pure scientific. I mean, we're only together 5 minutes. It only takes a nanosecond. Think of it. And then you reap what you sow. You see, we'd like to hear this. As Christians, and listen, even as a non-believer, it's the law of God. If Christians mess up, God forgives us. We're still going to heaven. But listen, you goof up and rob a bank and get caught as a Christian. I just backslid. And you'll be in jail for 30 years. There's nothing wrong here. It's exactly how it works. It's the way it works. And a nation, listen, when a nation sins against God, the nation can repent. We haven't. We haven't repented. We're still sinning. The meter is still flying up in heaven on America. But if America repented today, there's a whole lot of reaping that's coming. Do you understand that? Someone has to pay for our national sins. This is never a popular thing to say. You're going to say to me, and I understand where you're coming from, but Jack, I live in America. I'm a Christian. I go to church. We're not going to suffer, are we, from financial ruin or the hand of God or listen, always, 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 look, what did Daniel do to suffer like he did? What did Daniel do to get thrown in the lion's den? You know what he did? He was a citizen of Israel. That's what he did. That's what his problem was. He was taken captive by Nebuchadnezzar. So what did he do? Nothing. What about Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah? What did they do, the other three guys? Nothing. But their nation was judged. You got that? When God turns the lights out on the United States of America, if he does it tonight, you and I will suffer. But we're not suffering because of our sins. The nation suffers because of its sins. So when God speaks to Isaiah, Isaiah's going to be taken away too. He's going to be carted off. What did Isaiah do? Nothing. He just so happened to live inside the borders of a nation that was rebellious against God. Can anyone explain this with logic and reason? Unbelievable. What is going on? Maybe the Lord has removed his hand of protection from us enough because he could be saying, you know, as a nation, it's time for them. They've mistreated my people. They have ignored my commandments. They've rejected my son. They threw my word out of school and court. They call good evil and evil good. They are the most pornographic nation on earth, the most drugged nation on earth. I could go on and on. And wow. Amazing. Revelation 19:10, regarding God's prophetic word into the future, Revelation 19:10 says, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, God's prophetic word. So when he says, let us go up against Judah and trouble it, that's what the two kings are saying. Let's go make trouble for Judah. That Judah is the root word. I don't know if you know this or not. Judah means, is the root is to praise the Lord or is to praise God. Judah, the tribe of Judah is to praise. You know that? If you're a Jew tonight, that's where you get your name. Did you know that? Jew comes from Judah. If your name's Judy, did you know your name? If your name's Judith, Judy, Jude, Judah, it means to praise the Lord. What a great name. So let's go attack those God praisers. That's what they're saying. God worshipers. And the history shows, church, that's never a good idea. It's never a good idea to attack God's people. You arouse his attention when that happens. In fact, turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Psalm 83. In Psalm 83, verse 2, it says, Psalm 83, verse 2, are you there? Yep. For behold, your enemies make a tumult. This is God speaking to Israel, and Israel speaking to God. Watch this. For behold, your enemies make a tumult. Israel is crying out to God. And those who hate you, notice this, have lifted up their head. Follow this, people. This is amazing. The psalmist is saying, hey, God, there's your enemies, the ones who hate you. Verse 3, they have taken crafty counsel against your people. Who's his people? What? Who is his people? Israel, the Jews. If you don't know that, we need to start all over. Genesis 1:1, for crying out loud. And consulted together against your sheltered ones. Sounds just like Pekah. Sounds just like reason. And they have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation. We don't want Israel to be a nation anymore. That the name of Israel may be remembered no more. Do you know anyone who espouses to this kind of doctrine? Ladies and gentlemen, can you believe we're reading this in the Bible 3,000 years old? This is awesome. How can you be a non-believer? Oh, man. Verse 5, and they have consulted together with one consent. That means they're in total agreement. They form a confederacy. More than one. Against who? It says you, capital Y. Now watch this. They're going after Israel. But that's not how the psalmist nor God takes it. So for example, listen. If my granddaughter or grandson's running across the courtyard this Sunday, and I see you run over and trip them, and they fall on their face, who did you just arouse? Now, I know I'm the pastor here, and I know it's on church property, but if I see you actually tracking them to get over there and go, boom, and their face is planted into the cement, there is a high probability that I would lay hands on you in the name of the Lord. Why? Because they may be feeling it, but I feel it more. They may have blood on their chin, but that red blood on their chin turns my heart and my eyes red. Are you with me? And so in Psalm 83, there's going to be a confederacy of nations, and there always has been, and there is today, saying, let's get together. Okay, why? What for? We all can't stand each other. But what do you want to get together about? Because we can't stand. We'll kill each other if we meet. You know, that is true. We'll just slit each other's throats. So what do you want to get together for? We want to talk about destroying Israel. Ah, for that we'll meet. What do you want to do? So they get in a huddle from hell and they begin to formulate a plan. This is what we're going to do to Israel. We are going to remove them from being a nation on the face of the earth so that nobody remembers them anymore. Ready? Break! And God is watching. See, they're trying to trip Israel, but they're actually turning red the eyes of God. Because you don't mess with Israel. He doesn't give this promise to any other nation on earth. Isn't that amazing? Now, if you think this is somehow hypothetical, look at verse 6, Psalm 83, verse 6. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagarites, Gibal, Ammon, Amalek, Philistia. Remember Philistia, Philistine? The word means invaders. With the inhabitants of Tyre, Assyria also has joined with them. Ladies and gentlemen, those nations that are mentioned way back then are nations on the map today, people groups. Every one of them that I just mentioned in the news tonight, every one of them I just met, are you hearing me? Everyone on the news tonight that I just mentioned here in Psalm 83, all agree with this passage. Let's destroy them from being a nation. Your Bible is so awesome. God's word is true, always true. Here we are looking at the Bible tonight, and the news agrees with Psalm 83. And they're going to, by the way, if you read Psalm 83, they're going to try to pull it off. Here's your homework tonight. Psalm 83 and the first three verses of Isaiah 17. Absolutely amazing. Why is this important? Because we all learned as little kids that for those who, I may be messing up this worldly proverb, but I'll get close. You can help me out. For those who do not know history, they'll be bound, or they are bound to repeat it. Is that how it goes? How's it go? Something like that? And what's amazing is that and I should have done my homework better by bringing this data to you, but so much comes from my memory during the teachings, and I didn't plan on it, didn't think about it. But I read this week that the nations, the educated nations of the world, they did like a test, you know? And they rated the education levels of the nations. And in so many categories, the U.S. scored next to last of educated nations. We were not even close in any of the categories near the top, but we were very consistent to be lowered. And one of the things was geography. And they did a test on where is Kuala Lumpur, for example. Where is Bolivia? Where is Canada? Where is Canada? Just north of Pasadena, La Canada. No, actually, a little bit further north. Amazing, right? But that was La Cañada. But the thing was this. You say, well, you're really beaten up on America. No, listen, I love this country. And I'll defend this country with my life. The thing is, what happens is when you don't teach history and you don't tell people, if we don't tell children that Israel is important to God, they grow up believing the news cycle. They wind up believing school teachers. They wind up believing professors on university campus. They wind up believing on Cal Poly and UCLA and USC and UC Irvine, the apartheid wall against Israel that tours all of the university campuses across America. Did you know that? Condemning Israel for its occupation of Palestine. Did you know before there was ever the dream of Palestine in the mind of Emperor Hadrian in 135 AD? He's the one that invented it. There was an Israel. There's always been an Israel. Who knows that? Only people who study history know that. When you don't know that, then you're going to believe the current news cycle. And the current news cycle is America's to blame for everything in the world. Israel's the bad guy. Christians, you got to watch out. They are the actual terrorists. Christians. Crazy Bible-believing Christians clinging to our, what was that? Clinging to our guns and Bibles. We are the terrorist. Oh, boy. You know, all of that stuff. See, what's the deal? Know the truth. God is on his throne tonight, my dear friend. Everything he has said in his word is true. He will not fail anything. He keeps his word. And the story of man on earth is sometimes a tough pill to swallow, but it's accurate. God says it like it is. Thank God he didn't leave us like we are. Jesus Christ came to set us free from the bondage of the poison that flows through the veins of humanity, sin. And every one of us, beginning with me, without Jesus, we're condemned to hell and death. But Jesus came. And as I look around the world tonight, I get a little bit bigger, closer view of the violence and the atrocity that was done against him. It's starting to make more sense to me now. I start seeing what was done to him more clearly now. And I'm thanking him the more. The price he paid to set you free from the things that pull you down. And I know in my own life, the thing that pulls me down the most, it's not Satan and it's not the world. It's me. I am my worst enemy. But I thank God through Jesus Christ. He's put it in my heart, and I trust your heart tonight as a believer to love on him. Yes, we do love him. Father, we thank you for your truth. Oh, Lord. We thank you for the report we got tonight from Bashir, and the faith of his two brothers. Lord, when I ask tonight, when we ask tonight, we'd like our faith to be strong like that. I'm wondering if I'm hearing you say, then are you willing to drink of the cup that they drank of? And there ends the struggle. Do I love my life too much? Do I love the fact that I have a comfortable bed at home or air conditioning in a car more than the streets of gold in heaven, more than the rugged cross? Am I willing more to protect my name than follow your name? All I can say tonight and surrender to you, Lord, is search my heart. God, cleanse my soul. And Lord, make real my faith. Do what you must do, Lord, in your mercy. Do what you must do to me. I do not want to come to the end of my life and find out that within me was no true faith at all. But to truly believe in you all the way through to the end. And we pray for your coming tonight. Of course, your Bible says that. But Lord, if you don't come tonight, may we all be ready to meet you by whatever means. Just like our two brothers and the 19 others on that beach in Libya. We commit our lives to you now, Jesus. We love you, dear God Almighty.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called God's Word is Always True, Part 1. Isn't that the truth? I'm David J. Thank you for listening today. And if you have faith in Christ and have received Him as your personal Savior, like Israel, God's hand of promise and protection will never leave you. God's Word is Always True, Part 1. It's part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. As many of you know, Pastor Jack has a recommended book of the month, and April's book of the month is called Courageous Faith by Ed Heinsohn. In it, we'll discover how to face life's greatest challenges with courage and faith that can only come from the power of God. Courageous Faith enables us to live by God's promises, experience His blessings, and encourage us to live beyond the normal limits of life. This exciting book also shows us how to overcome our barriers, conquer our fears, realize our goals, and to start over when we fail. Inside the pages of Courageous Faith, we relive the greatest moments of faith and triumph in the lives of Old Testament heroes, those who dared to believe God's promises in their lives. Again, the April recommended book of the month is called Courageous Faith by Ed Heinsohn. And it's available for purchase at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And by the way, you know, we don't ask for money here on this program, but we do want to let you know that this ministry is supported by our listeners, folks that listen to this radio show. Lots of ways to donate. If you feel led from the Lord to go ahead and donate, why don't you do that? Go to our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and click on the Donate tab. Our phone number, if you should need it, is 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. Also, the address, P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.